How do you help a patient understand the relapsing and remitting nature of the disease? And so the disease goes, is under control, it's in remission, the patient feels good. But in the back of the mind, there's always a concern, whoops, this may come roaring back. And so there's this sense of almost hypervigilance to see if any new sign or symptom may or may not be part of this process. That can be difficult to try to figure out by oneself as a patient. When should one get back in touch with one's physician when one thinks that one may be flaring, but one's not sure?
I think maintaining good communication with your doctor is key. Something that I recommend for lupus patients is not just to see your doctor when you're having a flare or when you don't feel good, but the importance of regular visits so that you and your doctor can discuss these concerns as they arise, and for regular monitoring of blood work and urine tests and labs so that we can pick up on these before you actually have a flare.
That's really an important concept. It's important to go see your doctor when you're well, because otherwise a physician may only see you when you're sick and think you're constantly sick. Whereas if you come when you are also well, it provides a much more balanced view. Let's talk about some of the other lifestyle changes that your patients describe to you. What other sorts of things, lifestyle changes, are useful, and what may not be as useful?
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle and making healthy lifestyle choices is important, such as eating well, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, not smoking. I think these basic healthy lifestyle choices are key in managing your disease.
So the big bugaboo of many autoimmune diseases, not just lupus, is this sense of overwhelming fatigue. I describe it as an animal fatigue. You feel like you need to fall asleep, and you can sleep anywhere. And if you don't go to sleep, you can't move. That's a sense of fatigue that is overwhelming. What do you tell patients with respect to handling those moments?
I agree. I think the fatigue often is a vicious cycle, so that while it's important to exercise regularly, sometimes you may feel so tired that you can't exercise or you can't even get out of bed. I tell patients to take baby steps, to take it a day at a time. It's also important to remember that some symptoms like fatigue are incredibly difficult to treat and don't respond to traditional immunosuppressive therapy. And that's a challenge. During a flare, I think it's really important to listen to your body, to rest, to ask for help, and to communicate with your doctor.
Any other words of hope for patients?
Due to better understanding of lupus, the prognosis for patients with lupus today is much brighter than it has been in the past. As we all work together to unravel the mysteries of lupus, I feel that there is continued hope for development of more targeted, less toxic therapeutic options that have the potential to help patients and potentially, ultimately, someday, prevent or cure the disease.
A far cry from the era where people thought that lupus was caused by a wolf bite. Where are some trustworthy sources, resources that patients can turn to that are dependable and that you would suggest that they look at?
The Lupus Foundation of America, both the national organization as well as the North Carolina chapter, are an excellent resource, as are the UNC Thurston Arthritis Center and the UNC Kidney Center. A lot of information is available on the websites.